Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Carol Masser. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Here to give us an update on some of the trends we're seeing in the housing market and really consumer attitudes towards the housing market. Let's bring in Doug Duncan. He's the chief economist for Fannie Mae, joining us on the phone from Florida. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Florida, that's an interesting market. And that's a market where I know we're seeing bidding wars back, and we're seeing certainly a turnaround in that market.
House prices in Florida have picked up. The bottom was probably in the late 2010, early 2011 period. Mm-hmm. So it's making some progress. There's still a lot of distressed properties to work through in Florida, perhaps more than in most other places. But it is, in general, alignment with the direction that housing is heading. And that's improving.
Doug, let's talk about this survey that you folks did. You looked at, you talked to consumers, you tracked consumer attitudes. Talk to us a little bit about who you talked to and some of the key metrics that you explored in taking the survey.
Sure. We survey 1,000 people a month by telephone, and it counts for both cell phone and landline households, and it has all the representativeness of all the population that you would want. All the science is posted on the web for those that are interested. Our intent is to see how housing fits into the context of households' view of their personal finances and also the big picture view of how the economy is heading. And one of the 11 indicators that we track and report on the 7th of every month is it a good time to sell a house? Most surveys don't have that in there, but we put that in there because most people who are going to buy a house actually have to sell one first. And so if they think it's a bad time to sell, they're unlikely to be interested in buying. That number took a 5 percentage point jump in the most recent month. Prior to that, it had been ticking up about 1% per month for about 9 months. It's one of the reasons that in our November release, we used the word housing is on a firm footing. We also warn people not to get overly excited. It's not going to be robust yet, but the direction is correct.
Well, that's always good, some perspective. I mean, I know certainly when we look at the equity trade and the stocks of home builders, I mean, they've really shot up. But again, let's not all forget how much they came down and how they're all really working off a much, much lower base. Where are we in the housing cycle based on what you're seeing through your data points?
Well, if you measure it the bottom by using a measurement of how many houses are sold, we actually passed the bottom in September-October 2010. So the number of homes sold has been increasing since that time period. This in 2012, we think up about 8% by the end of the year. 2013, we think maybe another 6%. But for normalcy, there's a lot of different ways of describing that. Our view is you don't get construction and home sales back to what would be appropriate levels given our demographics until 2015.
How problematic are those demographics?
Actually, if you look at the 2010 census data, there's no question there's some drop-off after the boomers. But then after the next generation, it's pretty uniform all the way down to very young ages. So demographics in the U.S. are pretty good. There's some change, obviously, in the composition of that by household structure and type, and also the immigrants will play a large part in keeping the U.S. housing market strong.
You, Doug, also looked at home prices, and you report those expecting home prices to go down within the next year rose by 4 percentage points to 14% over the last month. That's a rebound from the survey's record in the low in the prior month, while the share who believe home prices will go up in the next 12 months edged up to 37%. That's tying the survey high. That's kind of an interesting kind of on each end of the spectrum there.
Yeah, it is an interesting divergence. We looked also at the percentage of people in the next 12 months think their finances might get worse, and there was an increase in that. What we took from that, and it's guesswork, is that maybe some people are worried about the fiscal cliff and whether the resolution to the fiscal cliff will have some impact, particularly if you're a survey respondent in a higher income category expecting to see a rise in taxes, whether that bleeds over into more refined thoughts about the fiscal cliff being partly fixed by changes in tax preferences for housing. That's probably a stretch.
Let me ask you, Doug, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot, so forgive me for doing so. I'm just curious how long you guys have been doing this survey, and if you kind of go back a year later, you know, and look at to see what a survey said and how it tracks with some of the data points that actually play out in reality.
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 2.5 years, and we think it's been a pretty good indicator.
A leading indicator in terms of housing?
Yes. The pickup in rents mm-hmm. was foreseen by households. There was also a reaction to the debt ceiling debate, which prefigured a little bit of a slowdown in housing. So it does offer some insights into how people's perception of their surrounding environment is going to affect their actions in housing. I would say this, though, have to be cautious about just how strong an interpretation, because it's mm-hmm. the largest financial commitment most households make. So small movements, say, in gas prices, are probably not going to have a direct impact on their take on housing.
Just got about a minute left here, Doug. Excuse me. So based on what you're seeing in the survey, it tells you what about you think the housing market that we'll see in 2013?
Well, I think the public has appropriately concluded that the trend line for housing is up, and we're seeing the pickup in business activity related to that in the economy, and their view of the economy has improved as well. So I think it gives a reason to believe that housing will continue to perform in an improving manner, but we caution because of their concerns about their financial situation, mm-hmm. not to get overly excited about how robust that will be. We're going to need job growth to see it become robust.
Right, and if anything, this environment has taught us you can't be all in on anything because there's just still a fair amount of uncertainties out there. Doug Duncan.
Right.
Thank you so much. Chief Economist over at Fannie Mae.
Listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.